Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to thank all of you. We've got a really excellent Friday the 13th show. We're live. You guys asked for it. If you remember back in Living in the Psychic Realm, you guys had wanted different people on. We've got a really good special guest star. Those of you who've been in the psychic chat have been writing me all day. I know in Facebook they're all excited, and I'm going to get right to our guest here in a few minutes, so hang tight, everybody. I really love the emails you've sent me. Yes, Celeste is going to be doing a longer show. We know. I'm sorry, Miss Ming, that you didn't get your email sent in. Please get a hold of us. You know, when you send into the psychic chat, one of the best ways I can tell you is to get a hold of me at psychicjethro@AOL. I have like 6 emails. So what I've done is I only go through my psychicjethro@AOL.com. Everything's connected there. I don't know what happened there, but I really want to thank you. We've got some really good emails we're going through that, yes, well, I'll give you a half an hour free reading. Miss Ming, by the way, get a hold of me, and I'll just cover that. I don't know what happened with that other psychic. What I love with you guys that are writing in is one of the really great things, we've got the Capricorn that can't give it up. I hope you're listening today because we've got Sue Berman on, and Sue's going to help you with that bad habit. You wrote to me before, and you asked about how to give up the bad habit of smoking. And those of you who know, this, the Capricorn is what we're going by, the name of it wrote me. The person made me laugh because they wanted to be a little secretive because they, their family and everyone thinks they've done it, but they haven't quit. And they want to do this by a set date because there's a wedding coming up here in June. Get a hold of us today. Get a hold of 773-897-6461 because Sue can help you with that. You know, you were talking about in the email that, you know, you spend almost $6 a day. If you do the math real quick there, 6 times 7, you know, we're looking at, you're paying $42 a week, you know, and you said, you know, in 7 days you're doing about a pack, so that's $42. You know, if you look at that, you times that by 10 days, you know, there you've got, already you went $420. So, you know, just quickly what you were saying about how it's financially hurting you, yes, we know that the different parts of looking at what's it worth is more worth to your heart and health. What I'm trying to get across and get to you guys that are calling in or are going to be doing this is we will get with you on the numbers that we've got. But what we've even got a really excellent thing is on with Sue today is that Sue's got an answer for that. Sue, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Good
thank
morning.
You for coming on. Good morning, and thank you for coming on so early.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Sue, we're going to go right, without, you know, much introduction, we're going to go right into what you do, and I'm going to go ahead and discuss here. We've got quite a few callers, and bear with me, guys. We've got Sue for about 20 minutes because Sue's a very busy woman and very good in her area. Sue is a hypnotherapist. And Sue, we were kind of having a wild week this week. We've been having special guests from all over the world. Where are you, Sue?
Actually, right now I'm speaking to you from Baja, California, from Rosarito. I have a practice in Huntington Beach, California, as well as the San Diego area. And I also work with clients all over the world because I see clients via Skype, our wonderful internet way of communicating all over the world as we are right now. So right now I'm looking out at the ocean on a beautiful day. So that's my current location.
Thank you, Sue. And that's what I was, you know, we're getting at here with everyone is this is a person that can really help you. One of the really great things, I did a little research today, you know, and everyone knows with Psychic Jethro, I'm always reading. And when I looked and I did a little extra because I sensed with Sue, and as you guys know, I put down their family and friends. Sue is just a very dear, sweet person that, you know, those of you who know of Kay Smith and know of everything that Kay is just a, you know, and everyone both just really, really loves Sue. And I have, you know, with friends met with Sue. Those of you who've, you know, discussed with me about my different beliefs. One of my beliefs, and one of the really excellent things I do is the, not only the positive thinking, but what we've seen and what Sue does is Sue goes in the trenches here. When we talk about a live warrior, she's in there with a white warrior doing work with people one-on-one to give up bad habits. Sue, is it true that you can use hypnotherapy to help someone with a weight loss program?
Absolutely. You know, with weight loss, we always think it should be easy, just like anything else, to affect change. Well, I know what kind of foods I should be eating, but until we really change our thoughts, and that's where hypnotherapy comes in, really change what our patterns are at that subconscious level, we're able to change channels, so to speak. So even though you've been having that same pattern over and over again, hypnotherapy can help you correct that. And with weight loss, I really emphasize lifestyle change and good healthy eating habits. Really take that word diet out of the whole equation, because when you think of a diet, you think of deprivation. And so it's really very beneficial using hypnotherapy in combination with really educating on what proper foods you should be eating. And, you know, it's okay to have that bite of the cookie once in a while, but it's learning how to just be satisfied with that.
Oh, excellent. I love that. And I agree very much. And, Sue, those who know, I'm on a health kick here, and they all laugh. I'm in Tampa, Florida now, and I really have been working on this thing of I wanted to take off some weight. I realized that I quit smoking. Everyone knows I used to be a smoker, and I put on this weight, and I told myself mind-wise I've lost 10 pounds. And I think my mind said, then where is it? Because it started trying to find it. You know what I mean? I know that. I agree very much what you said there with the conscious, because all of a sudden I'm not eating the things I'm not doing, but my mind's going, I've lost something, I must gain it back, and you know, a few extra to be spare. I'm one of those people, I got to have a little bit extra with everything. And I do agree very much in that. Sue, when you are working with people on these one-on-ones, have you noticed that with people and the part of the society and the 2012, is this harder for you to work with people, or are you able to work with everybody, even though the economy's crazy?
Actually, I've been busier. This has been a very busy year. I think people really want to affect change in their life. I think there's an awakening occurring. And, you know, the whole key is that with anything, you have to own it. If you really, really want to change, hypnotherapy will be so beneficial for you. And so in answer to your question, with the economy, it doesn't seem to be affecting hypnotherapy or I think a lot of the other healing arts, because people are looking for alternatives to going to the doctor and being prescribed diet pills and having a million different side effects.
I see, and there that exactly there. Now, you guys got that, and that's one of the excellent things. We all, you know, on the positive thinking, and I agree very much, and it's like Sue's right. We have been. There's that mental concept. Did you guys feel that? Any of you who are business entrepreneurs, and Sue, I apologize. We're picking all of the parts of your brain here on the show, but you...
Fine.
You're just a very good person and very highly spoke of. Anybody who's never met Sue, you know, Sue is just one of those really good people. She came on Living in the Psychic Realm, and the radio show went wild. Part of it is Sue's real positive. Part of what she just said there, if you caught that, any of you guys who've got your entrepreneur, you guys who are writing me about how to start your psychic business, how to start your... Sue just said it. The concept Sue's having, you know, everybody's going to the economy. And when I just gave her that, I kind of did a little trick question there for you guys. I wanted you guys to kind of catch that. Sue right away went in, not only is she busier, but Sue's working with everyone. And that's the question we've got. You know, if I tell Sue, okay, I need you to, you know, I need you to come in, Sue, and redo my whole family. I've got thousands of dollars. Sue might, you know, come in and help me with it. But what she's more importantly with is she's in there helping and doing people. I want you guys to think of this. You know, Sue's affordable. We've got amounts. We've got people working with you guys that are calling. Please get a hold of Sue and check with her, because when you're talking about, like, weight loss and you're talking about smoking or any of the other habits, and we'll get a little bit more into this here as the show goes on and what all else Sue can help you with, is that your health and your life and your mental attitude play a large part. I mean, Sue, if I were to come to you, and let's say, for instance, I wanted to quit eating my cookies. Everyone knows I'm a Toll House fan. I will come to you and I say, Sue, I want to give up some of this addiction. Are you going to give me any knowledge or anything to help me to start before I even go with you on the hypnotherapy?
Well, of course, I will be going over what foods that you do eat. And, you know, many times we just unconsciously will open up the refrigerator and reach in and pick something up, not even thinking about it. So, and how many of us will eat something and not look at a label and can't understand when they step on the scale why they've gained weight? So I do go into an education about the foods that we are eating and the glycemic scale, which many of you may or may not have been aware of, but, you know, so many of the foods are, you get tricked by the fact that this may be a diet food, and yet it's loaded with sugar. So I do cover not only the hypnotherapy, but the education of what it is that we are ingesting in our system so we can understand better how we can maintain that permanent weight loss.
Oh, that is, thank you, Sue. That's it. And there's another one. Here you go. Look at the professionalism you guys are getting here. Look at her on the knowledge. This is what you want to go to. Those of you who ask me or call and want to do different people, Sue is very much knowledgeable. She's going to teach you. You're going to learn. You're going to work for this. One of the greatest things you see as a professional is right away she got in there on it, started working with different areas of it. I thank you, Sue. And I've got a few callers here. We're going to hang on just a few minutes, and I will let a couple of you in. You know, bear with me with this. I love the fact that you guys always get wound on me. If it does kick you off, please call 773-897-6461. Sometimes the phone gets crazy. I love you guys that are listening in. There's quite a few on the set. If you want to also know one thing that Sue, and I've noticed this when we've talked other times before, Sue, is Sue, you're able, like you said, to help people all over the area. What is some of the areas that a hypnotherapist can help with?
Well, hypnotherapy has many uses. One area that I have an extra specialty in is working with people that have IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, and literally affects millions of people. 75 to 90% of our doctor's visits are for stress-related illnesses, so that happens to be one that is very much stress-related, and I really work a lot with people that have stress and anxiety and insomnia, receive referrals from a sleep doctor. Now, why would a sleep doctor send me somebody that can't sleep? Well, because it's generally something, if it's not a physical problem, it's stress-related. So I love working with children also with ADD and ADHD, which is literally rampant. You know, people want to immediately put their children or doctors want to put them on medication, which has many, many side effects. And working with children, they have amazing results using hypnotherapy, being able to focus and concentrate. Of course, you know, weight loss and smoking, working with people. I do half-life regression. And many times you can learn so much just going through a regression on things that may have occurred in a past life that are still causing you problems in your current incarnation. So a variety of things, which if you visit my website, SueBerman.com, you'll see a listing of all the different areas. Also sports performance. Any of you that are golfers or want to work on any of your sports and concentration and focus, that's another area that works really well using hypnotherapy.
So you guys check out that website, really get on there, you know, and any of you guys who, you know, as you know that we've been doing a lot of the psychic work, one of the really good experiences is as you want to open and do the energies, step into the past, go into that past life. You know, Sue's doing a very gifted thing when she's going through this with you because you're getting to look in, sense with the energies, to live in the present, to move on to the future. One of the excellent things that we've seen in the psychic and metaphysical world in the last couple of years is we've seen so many people go in and do a past life regression, and everything in their life become that much better. Now, you know, if you were an honoree in that last life and you bring that in, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to come in and say, yay, you know, you may be married to that person that you're having those problems with because you did something to them in karma in a past life. But what Sue's going to work with you and what you're going to love about it is what a way to experience and get to know yourself. You know, this is a spiritual path. And one thing we love, 267, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. I'll be right with you. And it's like as we go into this, I laugh that we've got everybody kind of going in a little bit with it, and they're all getting excited, and they're saying, what's happening? And what's happening is it's here and now. We're in that 2012 time. I got that happening, and I was really hoping for you guys that are really doing that work is that we've also got some other things going in with everybody, and it's like as you're looking at it, you've got all this activity, all this thing in 2012. We're in the water dragon. We're in the metaphysical time. We're in the spiritual, and we've got someone here what Sue's talking about, who's found and utilizes a scientific original tool that works and helps in those areas. You know, those of you who get excited, what do I do? What do? Is you get a hold of someone like Sue. You grab onto that phone number she's got on that thing. You call it. You set up a time with her. She'll even do it through Skype, so you can do it. Sue, if they pretty much want to do it, then they could almost put on their headset and do it in the convenience of their own home.
Absolutely. You know, they just a quiet space in their own home. I've worked with clients all over. So, you know, with the cost of gas now, all you have to do is just, you know, pick up your phone and go through Skype and be in your own comfort, in the comfort of your own home and you know, have the benefits as if you had are right in my office. So it works really well.
That is just phenomenal. Tristan, we've got you on. You're live. I lost the other caller. We keep losing people today, and I'm sorry. How are you, Tristan?
I'm fine. How are you, Jethro?
I don't know. It feels good. Sounds like you got the wind at your back. Are you doing a Melissa Manchester song?
No. Is it better now?
It is. No. Yeah, it is. I'm teasing you. Well,
okay.
What do you think of our guest that we've got on here with Sue Berman?
I really like it. I feel her real positive energy. And I think she also can help with diabetes as well.
Oh. Sue?
Yes, with diabetes. Well, working, you know, again, we go back to the foods that we're eating. And are you diabetic? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm type 2.
Okay.
And I picked that up on you.
Okay. And so, again, working with you at that subconscious level, and have you been having challenges with the foods that you're eating? Recently diagnosed as diabetic, or
actually, I'm doing a lot better. I was on metformin, which is the basic diabetic medication that they give you, and
uh-huh.
You're supposed to take it twice a day. Well, I'm down to taking it once a day, and just watching everything that I eat, and I'm a huge label reader and checking out the sugars and the salts and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm not really concerned because consciously I'm owning it, and I'm telling myself that it's going away. I'm making it go away.
Well, great. And so basically you're taking the medication and as we all know, you know, the diet plays such a big part. Many diabetics, if they're, you know, I don't know exactly what, you know, I obviously recommend keeping on medication, but there are many diabetics, as you say, that are able to see that blood sugar level drop just by the proper diet. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. So can I ask you the question I wanted to ask you, Jethro?
Sure, and no problem.
Okay. I have a lot of friends online that are in the military, and I don't know if you feel that around me or not.
I feel there's going to be a new relationship. I feel that you've got someone from the military that's going to come in as a relationship with you. I do feel that you've got not only the friends and the allies, but this is also needed for you, for it's your sanctuary. It's like the friends and the people that are there. You're doing a service by talking with them that can't be at home and with friends, but I feel like there's a relationship there. I keep getting that.
Okay, do you get any names? Because there's a bunch of them.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah.
You just said that on live air. Woo-woo, you little hot girl, you. Okay. Well, we'll just go ahead and we'll go through those names with you. I will look at it and we'll go ahead. I keep getting that there's a Dennis or something. I get a D there. Actually, I get a... Hang on. Apologize here. We've got energies going on, too. Now, this is Sue's husband, and I apologize, Sue. I just told the world. But I've got a D here. We've got all both of you two on the... Fine, put the psychic to work here. Dennis is a nice person. We all love Dennis, but I just that didn't come out right. What I meant and what I said was Dennis is her husband. I'm getting a D here. What I'm really getting with you strong and I'm getting here with you going on is you've got you do have a couple of these other people. I think you're supposed to go ahead through this and go with the person. They're telling me more of energy. I'm seeing that this person's got an Allen to do with this. It's got something to do with that. That's what I get with you, Tristan. I also get this is going to be very strong for you to look at the relationships. You've got that back with the Pisces. You just, you know, you seem to really love the March and the parts of the really intense of the April and March birthdays, and I see this back with the Pisces again. I also, we all, you know, who've listened to the shows know you have a very strong dad on the other side. He's shaking his head at me, telling me to be careful of what all I tell you because you jinx your relationships. If I tell you too much, you will deliberately go in and test this man to drive him to drink. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but we got to be honest. Hang with us, Tristan. I'm going to give that break because it's time to give away that free reading, and I'll be back with you. I want you to stay on the show with us, and we'll continue on, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. We're all on a little bit of a hiatus here, and everybody that's listening, we've got Sue Berman on the show. Sue, please stay on for a minute. We're reaching in the hat, and we're pulling out a name here. And we've got Dirty Jacob, I guess. Dirty Jacob, you won a half an hour reading. Dirty, you know, it's with me on the phone, so please take a shower. No, I'm kidding. You know, Dirty Jacob, come on in and get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, and this week you can get yourself a free half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. We are doing the Friday the 13th Wild Day, and we've got Sue Berman here from a really good family and friend of ours, and we got her back when she used to be on Living in the Psychic Realm. Those of you who listened to that show with me, some of our fans, what we've also got a really wild one is you just got to hear Tristan, our other psychic who's on during the week, tell us she's got too many men and can't make up her mind. So I don't know if this is an adult show. We've hit the mature button, we can say it. Okay, we're good. Everybody that's listening in, this is the adult time for Friday the 13th. We love it. Come on in. Everybody that knows that magic of it, one of the trick questions, if you'll send me at psychicjethro@AOL, is what is the mystique of the 13th? I know that we all know that there was the Bible theory, and what was that? What was about the people that came together for a dinner and there was 13 people? Write to me, tell me what that's about, and I'll put you in that contest for, you'll get a yearly reading, which means you'll get a full hour with Jethro, plus an email reading. Yes, my girlfriend will do the typing so you can read it. Yes, don't tease me. But we'll have it, and you'll be able to get that whole baby if you'll put that in on that Psychic Jethro AOL. Well, thank you, everybody that's listening and tired of my commercial. We're back with Sue Berman. Sue,
yes.
We have another caller. Can we keep you just a little bit longer? I know you're really busy,
absolutely,
but we're really... Thank you. We've got 267. 267, you've called in and kept getting beeped back and forth. We've got a bunch of people that were there, but you keep getting thrown around. 267, where are you?
Hi, it's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. No wonder.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I didn't get to get a reading this week, so I had to call in because I did have a question.
Uh-huh.
But maybe she can also help me with, as far as like my diet intake with carbs and things like that, which you can see.
Okay. Mm. Your diet intake, are you craving certain carbs?
Yeah, bread is like mine. I mean, I have hips. I'm not overweight or anything, but it's just carbs are always what I always crave.
Okay. And so with hypnotherapy, what we do is work on whatever specific issues, especially with weight loss. Each session is an individual special session. If you have certain cravings, such as you crave bread, you know, that through hypnosis we're able to give the positive suggestion so that, you know, you can eliminate or decrease the amount of intake. And, you know, you can go to a party where they're, say you were craving sweets and people are eating all over and it's like you have no interest or desire to reach for that. Or like I said before, you know, it's okay to have that bite or have the one piece of bread, but, you know, if it's something, rather than eat the entire loaf, you know, enjoy that one piece and be satisfied with it. So by all means, that's an area that I work with.
I love that with you, Sue, and Colin, you know, because this is an area all of us have. And Crystal, this is a very, and it was very brave of you to go on a live thing and talk this subject. But I love what you're doing there because, you know, we both got this. I have the same thing, Crystal, that I love to eat. I mean, my fridge light, if my fridge light goes off, I'm scared. I mean, you don't normally see my fridge light off because my head is in that fridge. And I love to eat. I just, you know, we joke about the fact that I will have days where all of a sudden I can smell a pizza and I know that pizza wants me. And that pizza, you know, I...
Hello? Okay. I just lost him. Hello, is anybody there? Oh.
And Jethro's back, and you can't keep me off Skype. I can talk about pizza. We got so many callers. The boards are going crazy, everybody. But I was telling Crystal my pizza story, and I get to, so there. So we're going to have it on there. But what happens, and what I love what Sue was just telling us, is Sue, this is what we want to do. Is those of you who get a chance, please get a hold of her because, you know, this is helping out. And like Sue was saying, she's going to educate you. You know, you put this in your life, you get this part of it, you make a friend. And I wouldn't you say, Sue, I mean, your clients are your people. I feel
like
No, you're okay. And what you're getting here is you're getting a professional like Sue Berman grabbing a hold of something like this issue and helping you with it. And I know that, like you were saying, Crystal, are you? We're going to talk a little blunt here for a minute on the air. We're really with it. Are you doing good? Did you kick that thing to the door? Have you still got that man that we have to adopt out to family that beats men?
I wanted to ask. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm wondering, do you pick up anything of how he's feeling? Like, is he thinking about me at least, or...
Okay. When you start to talk, you got to do it. Now give me your name. I'm so going to ground you, Crystal. I got to tell you.
I know. I think you probably need that. I've been grounding myself. So it's okay.
That's okay. I'm teasing you. You know I'm cheesing. I would never mentally do that to anyone. But go ahead with me and give me your first name, Crystal.
Okay. Crystal?
Crystal, I get that he's still got the other relationship. I feel he's got the other woman there. And I feel the really sad thing is that those two are really, they've got issues. I mean, they're pulling you in like you're the candy. They're pulling you into this, and you are a good person. And I love the fact that you got a hold of us today. We're going to work out with you. You're going to get a reading with me, and now you're going to talk with Sue. I'm going to give you a deadline. If you don't get a hold of me by June, well, this May's coming up May Day, which is a very positive time of the year. If you don't get a hold of one of us and start getting some things going for you, I'm going to call and tease you every day. No, I'm going to kid, but I will call and I will get you because, Crystal, you're worth it. This is the self-esteem thing we're talking about. I feel you're worried about with him, and I know you care, but, you know, this is what I'm feeling, and that's the thing I feel. I'd psychically pick up that he's still got her, and I do think he's thinking of it. I think he's also, he kind of likes that. You know, you are worth the whole amount, and I agree with you that the ex is nuts. I mean, let's be honest; she's pulling him in and out like he's a yo-yo. You
right.
know,
and I haven't even stroked either of them anymore. I kind of just let it go. But I'm wondering, like, is he thinking, like, you know, about contacting me, or will he?
Yeah, because you are all that. But what we're doing is we're picking up the energy, and what we're doing here and getting you going is that I get him trying to get back, and I see you kind of open that door, and I feel like you're family or friend now because I've gotten to read and know you. I'm like, I'm out there going, no. You know, he's a puppy. He peed on the floor. Put him out. Rub his nose in it. Throw him outside. And here you are. You're like... And he's thinking about me, and I can feel it, and I understand the thing, and I feel this, and I realize this. But we're, you know what we're working on and we're doing, and that's why I really would think you should get a chance and get a hold of Sue Berman, work on some hypnotherapy, get a little bit of this energy, see what's inside of you doing that. Because, you know, we work with it, then you feel good, and you feel about yourself, and if he wants to be with you, he needs to be with you full time. You know?
Right.
You're a very good person. I'll give him credit. I must have been a different dater with being a psychic, but if I tried that with the ones that I date, I would be, you know, there wouldn't be much of me left. They would hurt me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting over it. I know that I can't, like, just let him in. But I'm just curious as to, like, I guess what he's thinking, because he hasn't contacted me yet, I'm surprised.
Sue?
Yes.
What would be your suggestion here? You're the very, very good professional. What would you say?
Well, I do work with relationships, and you did mention something, Jethro, and self-esteem and self-confidence is really big. And, you know, you feeling really good about yourself is the most important thing. And, you know, if it's a relationship that has really been challenging and he's kind of moved on, you know, healing yourself and having you feel good and you know, get back out into the world and attract the kind of people in your life that will be good for you. So that's what my recommendation would be.
Very good. And you guys see, now you got the professional side, then you got me over here sounding like I just got through out of the ghetto going, you know, kick him in the butt, tell him to quit doing that. But I just letting you guys know, there we got both sides, and that's what the really good thing about this. This is what we were talking about earlier, and those of you who really were excited about today, we've got in. I'm trying to get all the answers. We've got a couple more. We're going right into the next one. Please, you know, we try to limit it, but keep calling in. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Tristan. We're welcoming you to stay right on. We're going right into another one. We've got another phone caller, and we've got 714 on here. This is that husband that just caught me. How are you doing, Dennis?
I am fine. I am fine. It's so happy to speak to you again. How are you doing? I'm
very good. I'm glad to speak with you, Dennis. Did you now the things I said earlier? You know that I was really. I all of a sudden started picking up that you were really thinking of us strongly. I started saying your name and tried to hook you with the wrong woman there for a minute. You got to watch me in the morning. It's too early here.
Like, hey, I'm not the kind of guy that can handle more than one woman at a time. Thank you very much for thinking of me that way.
Well, and this is Sue's husband. This is her other half. And you guys, what we really love about this, those of you who've kept up with the shows and kind of watched with it in our psychic chat, know is this is a very good family and friends and everything of my relationship with Kay. And we all laugh that you guys have seen through here that, you know, there is a Kay Smith and there's a really excellent person that does work with the book and works with different areas. And one thing I really have been fortunate is to have the friends and family of Kay's, and Dennis is just a really good person, and you guys all know when we're joking and jesting, it's just like, I thank you, Crystal, with that too, that, you know, when I tease you guys on the phone of grounding you or doing it, that's just psychic Jethro, and I love the responses. Please don't send me banned fed mail, because I did not come in to break up Sue and Dennis's home. I love them dearly, and I was teasing, so I know we'll get it, but Dennis, go ahead. We've got you and me and Sue on the line, and we've got Tristan and another party waiting. So what would you like to talk about today on Psychics Gone Wild?
Well, it's interesting because you hit on a few subjects. We're all human, and I've noticed in my life there have been times when I talk to myself about having confidence about certain things, and yet there's always behind that a sense, and I don't think this is unusual. I don't think it just applies to me. I think a lot of us have these kind of hidden messages, you know, that's underneath the surface. And it's like, where did that come from? It's like it bites me in the rear end. And I can, for example, be consciously, prepared to meet with people, and I feel comfortable and confident about it. But then there's a, you know, in the back of my mind, there's something that's there that kind of like is going to take me out, you know? So I always wonder about that, and I don't think it only applies to me, and I know that hypnotherapy is absolutely addresses those kinds of issues. So I'd like to put that out to the public in at large, and Sue, you're on the phone, so why don't you take a shot at that?
Okay. Yeah. And again, you know, we go through life. Our subconscious mind is a computer. If you just picture it as a computer, it does not know right from wrong. And ever since we were born, we've had all these millions of bits of information fed into that computer of ours. You know, some of it's good and some of it is just not so good. And, you know, you can go back in time and I'll talk to clients and, you know, they were in the fifth grade, and they had that teacher that said, you're so stupid, you'll never amount to anything. And yet, you know, you fast-forward it, and the person, say they're in their 40s or 50s, whatever, and successful in life, but every once in a while, something will come up, and it's like, gee, I don't think I can do this. And they'll have that self-confidence issue. And the feeling is just as if that teacher back in the fifth grade said that, you're so stupid. And consciously, you're not, you know, people are not aware of these things. Just like if you had a weight problem and you can't understand that weight problem, but go back in time and think about it when you grew up and mom said, clean everything off your plate. And logically, we know we don't have to do that, but we keep repeating that same pattern over and over again. So that's where hypnotherapy comes in, and at that subconscious level, we're able to change that pattern that we've had for all those years.
I think that's very great, and I thank you with the question, Dennis. And with Sue, we're going right on. We've got her still a little bit more, and I'm keeping her as much as I can. I've got a 312 number. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild, and how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Actually, I'm torn between two guys, and I wanted to get some perspective from you guys since you guys can see much into the future. There's this guy I've known for 10 years. He just recently asked me out, and then there was one that I was dating for a while. And I wanted to know which of these men will be a good fit for me. The name is Tony and Dave.
Okay, and your first name?
It's Tina.
Tina, I'm feeling here in the energy that what's happening with you is that you're going through a transition with the two, and I feel like the one that keeps talking with you and stuff that's happening, it's like there's something here really sad going on a little bit here, that it's like you want to mix the two up together. You say torn between the two, but I feel you're mixing those two up and would like to take the best of both and make a good situation.
Actually, one of them was a friend for a long time. And then there was Tony I was dating for a long time, and then the other one was a friend for a long time. So then, you know, with Tony, I was thinking maybe I should let him go. But then with this new guy, he's been like a very good friend of mine for a very long time, and he's recently asked me out. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
I love this show. That's cool. That is like very good. To me, that sounds like ABC movie. That's beautiful, Tina. That's just very much there. And what I'm seeing and what they're sensing with being the psychic and looking in the head is I see this going out. I see this turning into a good thing. I see you eventually it all working out. You know, I see this being a real positive thing for it. I see you, Tina, as a really, seem to be pretty good on your head, on your shoulders, that you've learned this not only as a friendship, but you've also learned to really treat other people how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
yeah.
that really good. And Sue, what are you feeling here with Tina?
Also feeling a lot of good energy and, go with your intuition and listen to what Jethro's saying on that.
Because the one that I knew for a long time, he said if everything works out, he wants to get married, he wants to settle down, so that's what he's looking for. So that's why I needed to get some perspective on this issue.
And I think it's okay, and I think that it is a friendship, and I think you're handling yourself very adult-like, and I think this is a very good thing. You know, and being honest and upfront with people, you know, as we're talking here, I love that. And that we and, you know, Sue both picked up with you, Tina, you're a very positive person. I can feel the other blessing for you that, you know, you're pretty psychic yourself, Tina, here. I'm feeling like you sense stuff, too.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, this is one of my best American psychic friends again. You guys keep calling. No, I'm teasing them. But this is Tina. Tina's very gifted. And what she's doing here is she's, as we were doing the energy here, is that, you know, this is the really compliment. And thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild because, you know, you're pretty gifted here and you're just kind of having us do the intuition. And I feel this is going to be, you're one of those people that, you're one of those attractive women that really has people do that. That when you're around and people love with you, they feel that vibration. You know, they feel that from you. And I think that's really good. And I think what they're telling me psychically is that you've been dreaming about that you're going to be married here within a year is what I'm seeing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I know he's a very honest person. And that's, like, there's no deception when he tells you something. So that's one thing I feel really positive about. But then on the other hand, I was very skeptical in the sense that, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and what if it does not work out, you know? So that's why. But I feel like, yeah, he would probably marry me if I was ready.
That's what I got. That's what I want to laugh. And I'm like, whoa, that's why, you know. Thank you for not getting offended. I get yelled at least once a show because I tease people too much. But you really were, you know, you're really very much with that. And I see with your other part of the gift, too, that as you're going through and the psychic ability starting to also enhance with you, Tina, I see you also, you've been helping other people. You just know. I mean, you just know, and you can't stop them. Your guides are like, here, Tina, and you've got it. And it's like,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're like, okay, well, what, you don't want to talk about it? Don't be angry to me. I was nice. I just want to talk about it. And I just really like the fact that here you are calling on the show, and you've got me and Sue here going with our energies. What did you, give me your opinion here and your honest opinion as a caller. What do you feel from Sue? Sue just told you about the positive. What are you feeling when you talk with Sue?
I feel a very good energy about you guys, honest, open, you know. And you guys actually want people to come to you with open minds and honesty, you know.
Thank you.
So that's what I feel about that. Yeah. But then I have this one problem. There are certain psychics, when I talk to them, I get a headache. What is that?
It's the psychic. They're giving me one. No, I'm kidding. It's that back of the head, and what it is it's your pineal gland, and it's because you're psychic. You know, there's not a time that I can get with, like, me and Sue are both psychic. I don't know if you can say that over the radio, but we're both very sensitive people and very intuitive, and we buzz when we're together. And, like, you just felt that positive. Where, you know, with other friends, I get, like you said, there's other ones I get the headache. Are you getting any kind of a headache from us?
No, with you guys, it's kind of like calm with you guys. But there are certain ones that I just get headaches. You know, I'm like, oh, I can't call you. You know, so I'm
gonna,
like, what is going on?
I'm going to use that on every commercial I have. You're going to hear our commercial of me and Sue don't give you headaches. I'm going to write that and tape it and run it up the flagpole, Tina. But I love what you just said, and I agree, because there is that difference. It is what you just said there. It's like different ones. And what you've got is, we always do this, like in my class, we work with protections, we work with energy. Me and Sue both have a very good, strong energy that we're out to help people. So we're resonating that. Where if you get other psychics, like you said, sometimes they're tuned in, and I look at it like a radio, their frequency, and it's like you said, it hurts your pineal gland because your sensitivity, and your guys are telling you like a psychic attack, so you're getting hit. And what it is the person didn't ask it. If you notice on the show, I always ask your first name, and I always have you guys do that, because I get permission when you're doing that from your angels and your guys to say, look in. And if you're getting that headache, Tina, what you're getting is they're scanning you like a pizza at the store. Well, I've got the pizza today. If anybody's got a pizza, send it to Psychic Jethro. He needs one now. But I'm having a pizza moment. And what I love about it, you know, is that as we're going through the energy and stuff, you're feeling that hit your energy. And so you get those headaches, you know. Your family is very gifted, Tina. You've got some people here. Is this, you know, what is this with the flowers in you guys? I keep seeing beautiful flowers, like orchids. There's something here with your family that was very gifted, and it's like I keep feeling flowers.
I just can't make sense of it.
Okay. The making sense of
the flowers.
I don't know. It's a good thing. And what I would take it is that you've got somebody into aromatherapy, someone that was into gardening, because I keep seeing a very beautiful, attractive, dark-headed lady, and they're flowers. They're like orchids. They're really nice. And they keep, like they've got this orchids. They're flowers. There's aromatherapy. That I keep feeling that kind of energy. And they seem to be, at first I thought it was a guide of yours or an angel, but I think it's more of a, like I'm smelling jasmine, I think it's a family member of yours. You know, keep track with this, Tina.
Well, I have a cousin. Her name is Yasmin, and she's an actress. I don't know if that's where the flower is coming from, because she's very beautiful, and she's out there. She's an upcoming star, so I don't know.
Oh, cool. Give her a call. Give her a call and see, because Psychic Jethro is getting that. And just, you know, talk to her. She's an up-and-coming actress, and she needs you. You make her feel good. You make her laugh. You know, as Sue was talking about earlier, you give her those positive feedback we all need, you know?
Okay. And, I will.
You know?
Yeah, last time we just sent a text message. We're supposed to meet up. She's my second cousin. you know, and just go out because she wanted to see me, you know, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll give her that message.
And tell her she's in California to get a hold of Sue Berman, which we're going to have Sue tell you one more time. How do we get a hold of you, Sue, to get all that cool help?
Visit my website, www.sueberman.com. That's SueBerman.com. My email is hypnosue, hypnosue, at gmail.com.
And I love everybody that's been on, Sue. You know, you're always welcome back. You don't need to come on a couple times like this so we can have some more fun. And Sue is really busy. Those of you know how to get a hold of her. She worries more about her clients, and we got her to play on Psychic Gone Wild. I'm going to let her go. Tell Dennis,
thank
hey,
Nay.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed talking to everyone, and have a beautiful day, and look forward to talking again soon. Thank you again.
Thank you, Sue. We're going to go ahead and go into, we've got a lot of emails here, and we've got a lot of things happening, guys, with everybody that I want to thank each and every one of you guys. We also got a really good opportunity tonight today when you got to hear this of a real good professional helping people with weight loss, quit smoking, past lives. You know, I was so happy, and I was so fortunate we got her on Friday the 13th. Now, how lucky is that? That was really cool, which all of us know, Friday the 13th is really lucky. If you look at that and some of the history of it, you'll realize that the contest we're having this time is to send it in to psychicjethro@aol.com. What was in the Bible that was the magical 13? Who all came together, and where did that magical 13 come together that people talk about for the 13 together? And so it's and why was it magical? People, you know, so many times people will talk about different things happening at different events, and you'll hear that, you know, that they've always been afraid or kind of worried with it. Well, 13 is a very magical number, and what we've got happening in our country, if you look at it, is a lot of new study of numerology. So kind of do a little research on it, do a little fun, and we're going to have a little fun with it here on Psychics Gone Wild. What do you see happening when you're looking at the numerology? One of the good old examples, and you guys have seen with me in my psychic class, is the one, the number one, if you look at it, was always with the higher power. It was your higher creation, your higher faith. Or if you look at it, it was a male number. Now, the new age and what they're teaching and one of the new things we're learning about is one is a unity, which makes me wonder, who are you unity? Unity with one. You can look at this in numerology and go through your psychic classes and look at the fact that it shows you that we've evolved. It shows you that the socialness and the society has said that one means a unity with yourself. And there's a good plug there, what you guys heard and saw today. That's what Sue's doing. Sue's out there helping people. And that's what each of us every day come out here as white warriors and workers do. Please get a hold of her on that website. And without further ado, we're going to kind of go in a little bit. I'm going to do a couple of my email ones that we've got. I have the last two that I had was, where do I get a hold of Psychic Celeste? And you get a hold of Psychic Celeste at celestialreadings@yahoo.com. You also get a hold of KC Kelly and the Destiny Cards here on the Psychic Line. You can also get a hold of her at KC and Destiny Readings at gmail.com. I've had one of those days. I need that pizza, whoever's got that pizza. But what we've got happening here is we are going to have Psychic Leo on, and he will be on the show Saturday live. Those of you who've seen the advertisement and the work, Psychic Leo's on Keen. Psychic Leo's got about two other sites that, you know, want Psychic Leo because he does excellent. He will be on, and you'll get that free one. We do ask that you limit the calls. We're only going to do a two-hour show this weekend. Please keep the limit down to a few minutes, one question answers, only because we've got so many callers, and as you guys saw today, you know, we've got people that are still kind of waiting, and I'm trying to get through. You know, please, you know, do us a favor. Do check us out. That's why we do promote with all of you. But what's even better is enjoy the fact of listening to us, and I thank you for your emails. I also have got a little bit of a thing. We're going to have Lady Palmer will be on next week. We've got her scheduled. We're looking at and attentively, I'm not sure when, but we're looking at having a week where we have Andrew Aloha, the psychic from Hawaii, will be on. As we heard today with Sue Berman being on, maybe we can get her back a couple times. So come on in. You never know who the special guest star is. We're going to look a little bit of as you're going into the classes and as I was talking here about the numbers, this is a good conversation for those of you doing numerology. Always get a hold of Sonda Green if you want that numerology reading. But one thing is, when you get this, and I had a complaint about this on an email, is they basically did not understand the reading they got from Psychic Jethro that I put down for them, that these numbers, and I was getting a sense of it, and they didn't seem to happen. So what we happened here is the person, you know, and they wrote to me about this, that I put down the number one. What I made a mistake was I put one down in January. January meant one to me. One, and the part of what they understood with their new things was that it meant one of unity in their own. So the misconcept is, please be aware when you guys are doing these, and when you get with me, always ask, because, you know, I'm sending you and doing a psychic reading for you to interpret. As you guys heard earlier, we had a really good guest. You know, Tina was talking about this. We're going to go right back into the show, and we've got Tristan and a few other friends that are waiting. Tristan, how are you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
I was just really talking away and probably put you to sleep, but...
No.
Do you notice that in your psychic readings as you're going through? Do you sometimes have to clarify what you feel and what the customer gets?
Yes, absolutely, because we're on different wavelengths, and they're expecting something different, and I, and the rest of us are trying to get to the truth and tell them exactly what we're seeing, but it doesn't always resonate that same way with them.
Thank you, and exactly, like she said, resonates. One of the things is we talk about psychic defense. Now, you know, me and Tristan are two different types of people, two different types of reader, both excellent, both good people. But when someone says the word defense, what do you feel, Tristan?
Blockage.
See, now there's a type of reader. When I get the reading, it means action. Because I am old school, and we're not going to tease about how old I am. You know, rocks, there's a few rocks that were around with me and Pebbles and Bam Bam. But what we got happening is that we, you know, go through the energies, and that's what they tell me. They say, I want psychic defense. And I'm going, okay, we need to do the action. Because old school was, you sit down, you raise the energy, you do your mantras, you do your prayers, you do, and you put this out. And nowadays, when, like she said, what they do with her is blockage. Because if someone's doing this with Tristan, and they say it's Tristan pulls that out. You also are a healer. Isn't that true, Tristan, that you've actually done some work and helped people?
Yes.
Let's see there. We got another little tidbit. We're really putting you on the seat today. And those of you who know that she was on Wednesday got to do a little bit of a test there and got to hear with Tristan. And, you know, Tristan, one of the questions is this true that you do a lot of email readings more than you do phone, that were your first readings with them?
Yeah, I see. Once I, like, hear somebody, their voice, and then I pick up, I'm able to get readings with them, and it just flows. I don't know how to explain it. I just start picking up things, and it goes from there, and I get a 97% accurate rate. So.
Oh, very good. And we're looking forward to that. 773-897-6461. Call Wednesdays with some fun with Tristan. And I thank all of you guys. We're going to go right into the other ones. We've got people who wait a little longer here. And I thank you for being patient. 573, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Tristan.
Hey, it's Passion.
Hey, and what is Passion doing?
Nothing. Writing to talk to you.
Oh, are you now, Passion?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad. That makes me feel good. I'll take that as a compliment then. You don't seem like you're mad, and I don't owe you any bills, so no, I'm kidding. I told you, I like the joke, Passion, and it's been a while. I thank you for calling Psychic's Gone Wild, and I you know, thank you for being patient. It takes me a little bit, and you have to hear all my stuff, because that's what I love about the show, is I can just talk.
Right.
So, Passion, you've got me and you've got Psychic Tristan on the line, and we're going to talk to you a little bit, and then we're going to just wham you with a reading. How does that grab you?
That sounds good.
Okay. What you guys have got here is we've got about 6 minutes left of the show. I thank all the rest of you. I apologize to the ones who didn't get in or got kicked off today. Our radio show is a little bit on the Lulu side, and it's definitely a little hard sometimes to stay in. Those of you saw I got kicked off, I call in through Skype, and they decided they'd had enough of my pizza jokes. So somebody threw me off. But just so you guys know, please always call back. Don't, you know, never take it personal. Sometimes it's just the computer. We are in a Pluto retrograde. Those of you who know what Mercury retrograde is, and it runs it, Pluto rules and does a lot of occult, metaphysical, the unknown. It works a lot with the other things on the other side of, if you look with the old planets in the transition, it also works with a little bit of the magi, and they call it the magi. And if you look at what Pluto does, so everything's going a little wild and backwards. So what is this a time to do? You know, in Mercury retrograde, it's a time to throw things out and do. In Pluto retrograde, it's a time to set down and handle all of those things that you feel in your dream energy. It's a time to set down and put together and work with the energy of something you really want to have happen. You've been doing those prayers, you've been putting those candles out, and you want that man, money, car, that great hairdo, whatever you're looking to grab onto life, you put that out there. And this is the time to do it, because while the planet's going retrograde, which means it's going backwards in astrology and astronomy in the world, it's pulling all of those energies. So what happens when things pull backwards? They turn around and eventually go forwards. Think of a spring or a cork, you know, and it's going to go wham. So
a rubber band.
Yeah, rubber band. Keep those things out there and put out those positive. And let me know here, if I'm putting out a prayer every day to the angels that I want.
Oh, no. You're gone. Okay, well, Passion, I guess I'm here.
All right.
Jethro is probably booted again and probably trying to call back in again. So what is it, what area is it that you're looking? I think it's relationship, but if you'd like to tell me.
You were right.
Okay, I was right. All right, relationship. You're currently in one and you're not happy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you being mistreated?
And here I am back, and it can't hold me. Okay. And
I just
got.
I just started with Passion.
Good. Sorry, I apologize.
No, that's all right. I asked her what was she calling about, and I said, was it a relationship? And she said yes. And I'm trying to delve a little deeper and find out what the issue is. There's some issue going on with her relationship, and she's not happy. I can feel that.
Okay.
Would you like to add to that, Passion?
I'm not exactly sure what it is.
You're unsettled about something.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, though.
I just feel that you're not happy at this moment in time.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not. I think it has a lot to do with a lot of everything else around my life too.
Yeah, it's not just the relationship, but when it comes down to it, you're focusing most on the relationship.
Yeah. I think it's our situation with our relationship. There's an age difference. This is my first relationship.
Oh, so there's a lack of communication going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Jethro, do you have anything you want to say?
I agree very much with what you're saying, and I feel this with the energy, and I feel that there's this relationship's going to come out of some of this, but what it's going to take is it's going to take some of your effort, and it seems like this has been that way with the relationship since it's done, is you're working with this older person in this relationship, and as you know, being your first one, it seems like you never really could understand them. There's something that they're confusing me about, and I think that's what Tristan and we both got with the communication. Is there something, you know, is there something else that's going on? And we got 90 seconds, guys, sorry. But when we look at the energy and what they're telling us is that they're telling me, Jasmine, that you're going to be able to get through. I see you staying with them a couple more months, and then I see you two coming to head. I see it just going, it's either yay or nay. It's like you're either out the door or you're in the game. And I see this coming from your own perspective. I see they're not sure with you. They it's like they love you, but they're not sure what to do with you. You know, it's like That's what I get. I'm sorry. That sounds rude, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just see that
I
they're going.
I completely understand.
And you know, and I, and it's a good and a bad thing. Well, part of it is you're a little angry. You know, you're kind of a little bit of an arguer.
We're not in a relationship. We're not in no relationship. We was in a relationship. We're friends.
Oh my word! What is this? That's the man.
Is that the man, Jasmine?
Yes, it is. That was the man.
See, and that's what they're talking about. This all coming together and kind of going through this out, and that's you know what we're seeing. Jasmine, can you hear us?
He is argumentative.
We've got her on the line, and we're going to go ahead and just kind of go with the whole thing we've got here. We've got a really odd thing: is that she's on, but it's stuck, and it's telling. So we're going to try to go a little bit longer. Always know, you guys, that when you're doing this and you're calling in and what we got there is, you know, I understand when you call a psychic, and I thank you for calling. But, you know, when you guys are looking for advice, and the thing is, I always suggest that you kind of do that as a relationship call in, you know, with it. If the person don't want to, you're always entitled to call me. But, you know, one thing we do, and I do help a lot of couples, and I think that's what we just saw here, is that, you know, if you heard, he just told her they were not in a relationship. And they were just asking me and Tristan with it. They're just friends now. So, you know, we need to kind of look here, and we're gonna wish you the best, Jasmine. Please get a hold of us. You know the number here. My phone number is 928-284-0437 to get a hold of me. One thing I really suggest when you're doing one of these, listening to these shows, is always make sure that, you know, the other person's agreeable with what you're calling about. Obviously, she wanted us to do the reading, and me and Tristan hit really on this, if there was some other difficulties. I feel sorry for that, but, you know, that's what the thing is. And I do suggest that, you know, sometimes the radio is awkward to have someone do that on the radio with you, so make sure you're both comfortable when you do call in. I do have down here, and I will check back, and I will call you, Jasmine, because I do have this here to make sure you're okay. And part of that is I'm just a very safe person, and we all just heard, like Tristan said, the person was very argumentative.
Oh, God,
and,
yes.
That's you guys' business. I never do that. We'll take care of someone else's. I got enough of my own. But what I really want to make sure is that you're okay. If, you know, anytime there is an awkward situation, and I thank you guys for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to go ahead, as that was our last caller, and finish this up. We want to really make sure that you guys can come on, tune in to Wednesday and listen to Tristan. Thank you, Tristan, for coming in. Those of you
thank
who've
you.
Been listening, thank you very much for coming on the show. We've got a really good day. We're going to go ahead and go into the other part of what we've had happening, too, is those of you who are checking in, we've got a lot of psychics going to be on. So remember, call in, have some fun, and see you again tomorrow. Bye.